Podcasts are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
Good morning, students. We have an extra special, extra famous, extra anonymous Hollywood superstar. I cannot believe she agreed to do this podcast. You might know her from what Lauren and I call like the New York Times on Sunday, that her Sunday spotted Instagram duois. I'm really jacking this up. She has a book, Anon Please. She has a new fragrance out that I duois. Can you pronounce it for me?
Yeah, it's plage. Demois plage, which means Demois beach. Plage. It means
Ooh.
Beach in French.
Ooh.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. But you can purchase it at violetgray.com. Please welcome XOXO Gossip Girl, America's Own, Demois.
Yay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Cannot believe it.
Yes, you look great, just like I imagined.
Yeah, just like I imagined you look. Yeah,
black screen.
Yeah, no, it's very black is very slimming. You look amazing. So I have been DMing you for years. I started following your page, I think, in 2020, which is when your page really kind of, I feel like, exploded. I know it started in like 2013, wasn't it? Kind of like a fashion. Sort of
yes, it was,
Instagram.
It was not what it is today. I'll
right.
say that. So it was completely different. But if you've been around since 2020, then you've really been around for it all. Because back then it was private.
The account
turned private. There weren't as many followers. So, and I wasn't in it to create a business. I was in it at the time to just entertain myself during lockdown and whoever was following along at the time. So it was like wild back then, I feel like.
Yeah, no, it was everything I needed, especially in 2020, because I was like pregnant during COVID and I was like, I just need to know like who's secretly gay right now. And like,
yeah, it was,
this
it,
will
was
help.
It was basically just like me posting to my friends at the time. And then when we started to sell merch and it became more of a business, we like, you know, implemented a code of ethics. We don't post about those same things we did back then, but if you were lucky enough to be around, it was pretty wild.
It was wild.
Can you tell us what's on the code now that wasn't before?
Yeah, what's the code of ethics?
I mean, I definitely won't post about somebody's sexuality unless a celebrity has talked about it themselves.
Good.
And I don't think, like, looking back at 2020, we didn't necessarily out anyone. I think we were just talking about the rumors surrounding people who already had those rumors surrounding them. You know, it was a lot of like, well, my cousin's, you know, roommate hooked up with so-and-so. Like, that's what it was like back then. But now none of that, unless a celebrity talks about it themselves. Anything to do with a celebrity, specifically celebrity offspring under the age of 18. I see a lot of Surrey Crews. I see a lot of Surrey Crews around lately, and it just kind of like rubs me the wrong way. Like, she's, don't get me wrong, I am completely fascinated by her, and I hope that she grows up and, you know, gets into the business because she has two incredible parents. But I don't know. I try to, if you're under the age of 18, like, don't post about kids.
That's a Bravo rule too. Lay off the kids.
Yeah, just like lay off the kids. Even if it's interesting, you know, I love a Nepo baby. Like,
I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
My favorite Nepo baby, Gwyneth Paltrow. She feeds us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, Apple's going to be stepping right into her shoes.
God.
I just know it.
And she's of age. Fair game.
Yeah, exactly. Although she's in college, I feel like that's still like a very impressionable age. Ava Filippi is actually, I think, actually really getting into the business. Like, that was a rumor. Somebody sent me a blind item that she's going to be in something. So, yeah. And it kind of makes sense because if you notice, like, her presence on social media, I feel like has been a lot more prevalent than it was. She's definitely like attending events with her mom. And for listeners that don't know, Reese Witherspoon is her mother. I just feel like that she's been out there more. So when I heard that rumor that she's going to be in a show or a series or a movie, I was like, that makes total sense.
She looks exactly like her mom. Like, it's crazy.
Also like her dad at the same time.
I know.
And then their son looks exactly like Ryan. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know how they did that. My daughter doesn't look like me.
Yeah. It's kind of like what we all need, a mini Reese to you know, bring it up the rear. But yeah, so that and anything like legal, like the whole P. Diddy stuff. Yeah, like I really like try not to get into that. I mean, it's really dark and everyone wants extra intel, but I just try to stay away from that. And addiction, again, like if a celebrity hasn't talked about their addiction or if they were in rehab, like you'd be surprised how many people that were in AA meetings or NA meetings or rehab have written in about a celebrity.
But that's against their rules.
They're a non-please.
Everyone breaks the rules. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So
yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, I probably had posted about stuff like that in the past. Now I definitely won't.
You're a good girl. Well, yeah, and you're just, that's the thing. Also, you're just like so known. I mean, not like people, you weren't going to walk down the street and people were going to be like, Dumois. Because nobody knows what you look like, but your page is so huge now. Your Instagram, like you have a podcast, like it's all of these things. Like I feel like that it really, I mean, I guess it doesn't, I don't know for you if it feels like it happened really quickly, but it was like one day I was like following this like private account and then like 2 years, 3 years later, it's like every famous person is following your account, sending you DMs, like. For us, like reality stars, like we want to know, like what reality stars send you DMs the most, and is it Lindsay Hubbard?
No, she doesn't. They don't. They don't send it. If they submit, it's anonymously through our website because you can put in a pseudonym, you can put in a fake email. They don't DM me. Even housewives, like none of those people do. I do think they DM other Bravo accounts. I do think that.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
But not me.
Who usually is DM? Or is it just like fans like DMing you, like me? Or is it like, do you get publicists DMing you, celebrities? Or is it just like a random all the time?
It's like a mix of all.
Mm-hmm.
There's also at this point, like people I can go to, you know, try to verify the information that I'm receiving or, you know, bounce information off of them to be like, have you heard this too? So I didn't, you know, have that in the beginning. I have that more now for sure. And I would say like all of the above, it's just like a mix of people. Like you'd be surprised. It's like, you know, a mom on a vacation that happens to be staying at like a hotel and sitting next to a celebrity at a pool and overhearing a conversation to like, you know, celebrity assistants. It really just like runs the gamut of like who's writing in. It's not just like one type of person.
Interesting.
Yeah, we get a lot of eavesdropping submissions that have been like really great actually, because those people really just like have no agenda. They just like are in the same place at the same time of a celebrity and just happen to like, you know, overhear a conversation. So that's like my favorite type of intel, to be honest with you.
Is it sometimes just like they'll hear a conversation, maybe they heard like Ben and Jen Lopez, and you know, before everything went bad, and like I wonder if anyone's just like ever heard a conversation with them just like, what do we need from the grocery store? I don't think they're buying their own groceries, but
no, that would be definitely fun. I mean, they all go to Erewhon. I get so many celebrity sightings at Erewhon, so
they have smoothies named after them.
They do, yeah. But yeah, no, I think it's like, I mean, you'd be surprised what people talk about in public. It's not just like, what are we getting at the grocery store? I think that some celebrities are so self-absorbed. They probably forget that they're in public and they're just like, you know, shooting off. I mean, we've gotten intel about celebrities talking about other celebrities and people sitting near them and overhearing the conversation. Yeah.
Like A-listers sitting near other A-listers and then they'll send you information.
No, like a normal person sitting next to a celebrity who's talking about another celebrity.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe
that's even better. Lindsay Hubbard talking about.
There was no, not Lindsay Hubbard. There was a Nepo baby. I'm not going to say who because they're underage.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Taylor Swift, actually.
Wow. In public? Wow. The audacity. Yeah,
they were on a date.
Scary.
Yeah, and somebody was sitting next to them and wrote in. And I mean, again, like the Nepo baby wasn't necessarily someone who is in the industry like 100% now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't feel it was appropriate to.
Right. Especially with that fan base. I mean, we're terrified of awakening.
We don't have to talk about it. But I mean, just, I don't know how to say it. You recently posted a story about like, you posted a picture of somebody's boyfriend and ducking and like leaving a club with two other guys. And the fan base kind of went after you a little bit. Like, just kind of fan bases in general. Like, what do you think is happening? And why are they so
rabid? We've noticed this in Bravo, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it seems
it's so reaching excessive. A fever pitch of, like morality. Like, where they, like, they think they're doing the right thing by attacking people they stan.
That's, right. I mean, that seems to be a common thread throughout all fan bases. They think that they're doing the right thing. By attacking somebody who's, they think, the thing is, like, their perception of what is wrong or what is said against their favorite celebrity is so skewed. You could say the littlest thing and they fly off the handle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's just so heightened. I don't know if they're mentally unwell or they don't get out much and they don't, you know, I'm being serious. I know this is like, sounds like I'm being facetious, but like I've dealt with these people, I feel like, for 3+ years at this point, and it's just, I don't know. I like can't, as much as I try to understand where they're coming from, I can't, and I don't think I ever will. I mean, believe me, like I grew up being a fan of celebrities. I had, you know, boys, celebrity like boys when I was younger, like posters on my wall, but I just can't imagine taking it to the level that they take it. I don't know. I think that maybe it's a sense of self-importance that they're not getting fulfilled in their real life. So they come online and it makes them feel important and, powerful to attack. I don't know. I've actually like spoken to producers and been like, somebody needs to do a documentary about fandoms because it is actually really, really interesting. But on the other end of it is there are people in fandoms who are level-headed and are nice. They're just not the louder voices of those people. So I get a lot of private messages and they just don't feel the need to comment or, defend publicly. So, there's definitely two sides to it.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Like, we are new in the, fan culture business, but, it's, a tough moral thing because it's, oh, you do want to, participate because, we love Bravo stuff and celebrity, so much. But also, we don't want to feed this angry beast Mom. Where it's like people
we're
think
always
that they're being
so careful about what we say. It's like I don't even want to mention plane usage because I'll get
NDA.
Oh, airplane usage, you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Listen, you gotta just you can't be ruled by that. If I was ruled by what the nasty fan said, I would have quit years ago. So
Yeah,
you just have to put it into perspective and consider where it comes from. But some days I just walk around shaking my head. I'm just I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what people are posting publicly on your page and then what you must receive privately. It's scary.
It's disturbing. It gets. I actually talked about it because I've had it up to here after the last post that you are referring to about Travis ducking. I actually talked about it on this week's podcast episode because, you know, for me, I feel like I'm pretty strong. Like, I have very thick skin. So I don't take it personally, but I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah.
So that's what I did this week on my podcast. Good. I just couldn't take it anymore.
No, I mean, you should. I mean, it's like, you're also just kind of like reporting a thing. Like, there was like a picture and you're just like reporting a thing. Like, your page is like celebrity gossip. And like, this person, like, Travis is probably like the most famous guy, boyfriend that there is. I can't think of anybody who is like more talked about than him.
You have a code of ethics and a duty to report.
And he
this
is
tip.
Over the age of 18. He in a relationship with somebody over the age of 18.
Yes, exactly. He checks all the boxes.
Public. Their relationship is very public. And so it's like, you're just like reporting a thing. And it's like, you didn't even say anything bad. You were just like,
that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying before. Like, even the littlest thing can set them off. Like, if I were to say the really salacious things, like, I don't know what they would do. They would implode.
Yeah.
you know they really would.
Yeah.
Well, so to turn the topic to positive fan bases, have you ever been to your subreddit FOMOIS? It is like the best vibes and politics of anywhere on Reddit.
And
like,
I can't even get to post on there because I'm not an approved B-lister on there.
Yes, they're very careful.
Yes.
Have you been in there?
They'll take down everything I post.
I've heard like bad things about that Reddit. I don't go on Reddit. I don't know. Maybe they switched up, but I've heard. I don't know if it's bad now that you're saying it's good, because I've heard that like people get kicked out and they delete threads if they don't agree with it. So maybe that's good. Maybe it's censored. I don't know. I have nothing to do with that Reddit. I don't go on Reddit unless someone sends me something. I never started a Reddit thread. I don't have a Reddit account, and I just want to make it clear because
no wonder you're so productive.
I was getting a lot of complaints about it, so I asked them to change the name because people were coming to me with the complaints under the impression that I had started the thread, and I didn't, so that's why I had to they had to change it. And I think that they thought that I was like suing them, but I just really wanted. Yeah, like,
oh, like a cease and desist.
Yeah, but really I just wanted the name changed because it's not anything that's controlled by the brand. So
right, so it shouldn't be attacked.
You know, it's definitely not the most controversial subreddit there is.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, actually.
Oh, they're like, that's why there's, I think that's probably the complaint. They're so heavily moderated.
Well, I'm glad that they are, because I'm all for people like having healthy discourse about things and talking about things. I certainly do that with my friends in my private life about, you know, whatever celebrity or whatever's going on in the news. But the toxicity of, you know, some Reddit threads or the snark pages is so disgusting to me that I just, cannot wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I say hanging my head in shame because I love Reddit, but you're right. So yeah, I have
same.
To leave.
Florida and I are like,
no, listen, believe me. I know people go on the snark pages to read the comments and they just like, it's entertainment for them. But I think at the end of the day that people have to remember that the people they're snarking about are actual human beings with feelings, and they're not just like things to pick apart and, you know, criticize. I've been on the influencer snark page, the NYC influencer page.
That
I've
one,
been on
yeah,
it.
That's dark. That's
I couldn't
one.
Do that one. That yeah, I lasted one day in there.
I know what people are saying about people. I've seen a thread about my account. I think people think my name is Demois. It's not. you know, they talk about I think there was like a thread about me, but I'm not Demois. I think that that's like, people need to make that distinction, and it's like very hard for them to because they don't, you know, I stay behind the shadows, but
it's an alias, like Gossip Girl.
Gossip,
it's your work,
Gossip Girl.
You're
it's
like
your
Batman
job.
Exactly,
like, and then you're Bruce Wayne in real life,
right?
You're the hero the city needs in your work life.
Well, thank you.
I haven't seen those movies.
To bring it back to Bravo a little, because that's our main fandom. Yeah. So Scandoval obviously was like one of the biggest celebrity events of, let's say, the century.
It was Lauren and I's like O.J. Simpson trial. And we were around for the O.J. Simpson trial, too. So just putting that out there. It's a big deal.
Yeah, following the Sheena's lawsuit was like O.J. and the Bronco. Like, we ordered pizzas while updating.
I forgot that Lauren was at her father-in-law's funeral when I texted her, like, this is an emergency, we need to talk. Rachel and Tom are having an affair.
Oh, God.
Yes, red alert, 911. During his eulogy, I answered the phone. Oh, speaking of which, oops.
Lauren.
I know, so
impressionable. Oh, my God, it wasn't me that texting you this time.
No, my mother-in-law died. No, I'm just kidding. It was just an alarm. Okay, so I did have a question at the end of all this. You posted on Instagram that you had been receiving blinds about Tom and Rachel. But you'd been like, saving them to protect Ariana. I was wondering also, there were a lot of tips on Reddit that like Tom had been seen hooking up with other people too during that time. Did you receive any of those?
Not at the time, but maybe somebody had submitted, because sometimes somebody will really write a really good blind item and no one could figure out exactly who it's about. So there could have been a blind item about it, but nobody in my DMs had told me that.
Wow.
But then after Scandoval broke, then you like released all these blinds and they were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was a horrible situation for Ariana, but she's really come out on top.
The thing is, somebody did submit a blind in December, right? Somebody submit a blind in December about Rachel, what's her name? Raquel.
I think she's Rocky now. Okay.
Well, Raquel and Tom, somebody did submit a blind in December and I posted it and it was on Reveal Moi, which is our Instagram account where we post all the blind items so people can guess in the comments. And it just kind of like fell under the radar. Like nobody, it was a really well-written blind item and nobody really picked up on it. But then cut to 3 months later, somebody was like, oh my God, this blind item from December was about Tom and Raquel. And it was. So people were trying to get the word out in 2022, right? It happened last year. Yeah. So people were trying to get the word out in 2022 at the end of the year.
Wow.
But it just kind of fell.
No one figured it out. Yeah. It's wild.
I love when that happens though, when like, and then months later, it all makes sense. That's happened a couple times, and it's like, whoa, creepy.
When else? You know?
Yeah, when else did that happen?
I'm trying to think. I mean, let me think. I can't think off the top of my head, but
where it's like, Mr. Policeman, we gave you all the clues.
Yeah,
we're hoping it happens with Lindsay being pregnant. Lindsay Hubbard with that blind item that she got kicked off of Traders because Dorinda found out she was pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the person said a secret. They didn't say.
Oh, they said it was a reason she wasn't drinking. They didn't say pregnant.
Yeah, they didn't say exactly that was the reason. Now I'm thinking of like.
And we're not saying Lindsay Hubbard is pregnant.
No. I don't. I mean, listen, I've heard the rumors and I've had people in my DMs like, very convincingly try to tell me that she is, but I don't know. I mean, you know,
yeah,
who knows? Now I'm trying to think though, who warned me about something that winded up coming true? I feel like it was God. Now I'm gonna be thinking about this all day.
Ben and Jen,
no, Ben and Jen, I wasn't warned about
really,
but there was something recently that somebody was like, I told you about this. You know what it was? This is like really dark. Have you guys heard about those two brother real estate agents who
the property brothers?
No, this isn't real. This isn't reality, but it's like been everywhere. They got charged with SA.
No.
I don't know if it's on your radar because it's not reality. I mean, maybe it'll be like a story, a Lifetime movie now.
I'm watching.
Usually I get warned about the dark stuff.
Yeah.
And like, then I wind up not posting it because I
Do you get a like lot of like Gypsy Rose stuff?
No, nothing on Gypsy Rose.
I need to know. I've been watching her show. I haven't even admitted that to Lauren.
Wow.
No.
It's a wild ride. My God. Oh, all right. Back to Lindsay. I do have one more question about Lindsay. Okay. Do you know who her boyfriend is? And can you confirm if he's made her a sandwich?
I have a name, but that doesn't mean like anything. Somebody sent me his name.
Yeah.
But I don't think I haven't said it because
she hasn't said it.
Yeah. And he's just like a guy in finance.
Oh,
a guy in finance. That's what I guessed. Yes. Yeah.
So
that's what all the TikTok girlies want.
Yeah. So I just felt like, you know, and somebody also said to me, he's like really nervous about like getting, you know, wrapped up in this whirlwind.
He hasn't seen the show, allegedly. That's what she said on the reunion.
Oh,
he's never seen
it. He really doesn't know then. Yeah. He doesn't really know. Yeah. So if he has like a job, you know, a business job, like it's probably better to just keep him
under wraps. We'll keep him on the phone being like, buy, sell, business. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm acting like I'm not an accountant because I am.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Your time is so invaluable, letting us in on, you know, like the highest echelon of celebrity gossip.
You've reached the mountaintop. Yeah.
Yes. So at the end of the show, we always have a segment called The Oral Exam, which is a 1-minute topic on like anything in pop culture of your choice. You can like rant and rave on it. Anything you want, dealer's choice, and you start with "In this essay, I will prove." Would you want to do one after Michelle does an example?
Sure,
great.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for yours. I can't wait to hear what you say. Okay, ready?
All right, this is Michelle Baber's oral exam. She has 1 minute on the clock. Her time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that it is time for the receipts to be put out. I don't know if it's going to be Dumois, but I need to know, and America needs to know, and maybe the world needs to know, what really happened in the 4-month marriage between Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Esposito. Because they had a 4-month marriage. She came out with a book about celiacs in 2014, and she's like, I don't want to talk about Bradley Cooper, but what happened was there were so many red flags. He was an awful person. Blah, 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 saying horrible things. And she's like, but I really just didn't want to talk about my memoir, My Life with Celiacs. Cut to 2019, and where's Bradley Cooper? He's at the Oscars again trying to get another Oscar. He still doesn't have one yet. Please, somebody just give him one. It's just, I need him off my back about this. I feel attacked.
It's a Leo
give him an
situation.
Oscar. But he's on stage with Lady Gaga at the Oscars. Everyone's like, oh my God, David Spade on his Instagram posts. There's no way these two aren't fucking. And then Jennifer Esposito comments, ha, what does it mean?
Time. Wow. Wow.
I know everyone.
Dumois, any insights?
On the Jennifer Esposito, Bradley Cooper 4-month marriage.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Do I have to get timed or can I just talk?
No, you can rebuttal. Yes, you can respond.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, Bradley Cooper's a tricky one because I've heard. God, I don't know how to say it.
I know what you mean.
I've heard not so great things about him in the past, but I don't know, and I've said this before,
right?
To chalk that up to a time in his life where he was drinking. Like, he talked about it, so, you know, I'm fine with talking about it. You know, it could have been during that time that he was, like, a not-so-nice person, but I've heard that about him. So the things that – when Jennifer Esposito was married to him, it was during that time.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So, you know, that could have contributed – to her relationship with him, you know, kind of falling apart. Now, on the flip side, I've also heard that Jennifer Esposito is a little eccentric.
She's on screenwriting Twitter, like with aspiring, like me, like being like, come on, guys, let's write our 100 pages today, which like good for her. But it's a little dark to me.
Right. But. So I've heard she's a little bit eccentric. And so what show was he on? Was she on?
And she was in Taxi, the film.
No, she was on a cop show, and there was some controversy
on CBS or something.
Yeah, she was on one of those network. Hold on,
Blue
I'm gonna
Bloods
tell you
or
right.
something like that.
No, it wasn't Blue Bloods. I'm going to tell you right now because this is what I've heard about her on the show. People, I think I posted about her like, oh, Blue Bloods. It was Blue Bloods. You're right. You were right. So she was on Blue Bloods and so I think I posted about her very, very briefly at one point and people were like, oh, whoa, I think she got fired off that show.
Whoa, really?
I remember. I think. I remember her being.
I don't know. My point is, it doesn't sound like either. Doesn't sound like either. Were the easiest people to live with. That's my point. So, you know, Bradley Cooper 2024, as opposed to Bradley Cooper in the early 2000s, to me, doesn't sound like the same person.
Okay.
Based off of interactions I get that people have had with Bradley Cooper. He seems much more chilled out, much more mellow. Now, he also is, like, you know, racing for the Oscar. Like, he is, like, campaigning hard.
It's
hard. He needs to get an Oscar. Like,
please.
Just give him the fucking Oscar.
Just, right? Yes, because I feel attacked from September to December by, you know, the noses and all the prosthetics and the campaigning.
Yes.
And
just, give him an Oscar just to,
For the campaigning alone.
Campaigning alone, and you know, I think even more campaigning behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
Yeah, all the politicking,
all the ass kissing and politicking. Yeah, so I do want to say that through my submissions and talking to people, I think that he's not as much of an asshole as he was.
As
but yes, he did. He did have that reputation. So do we blame Jennifer Esposito at the end of the day? I don't know.
And she doesn't want to talk about it. She wants to talk about her celiacs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's all I really have. But also super surprised that he started dating
Gigi.
That was something that was out of left field for me.
Really? Because remember when he dated Sookie Waterhouse and brought her to the Oscars?
Well, I had forgot until it just came out that
she was very young.
She talked about it, I think, in a British Vogue article. And now everyone's grabbing that headline and saying that she was alluding to Bradley Cooper and having a not so great relationship with him. So I had forgotten they even dated. He's a tricky one. Like, people ask me, Bradley Cooper, what about Bradley Cooper?
DM'd you about Bradley Cooper.
Oh, you've DM'd me.
Years ago,
Intel?
I did. I long time ago. I was like,
okay. But
He's so tricky. Not that there's anything wrong with
that. There's anything wrong.
No, actually, I covered him on a podcast episode a couple weeks ago, and there's a reel up about him, a funny story about him at SoulCycle. If any of your.
I need to check that out.
Yeah,
I see
funny.
That for him.
I
he's
do.
Such a theater kid.
I just see him whenever I see paparazzi pictures of him now. It's like he's running five paces behind Gigi Hadid in New York, wearing a backpack.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah,
he looks like the dad
handler. Her dad. Yeah, his kid's going to college. He's moving her in. All right. So we know you have to go. So this is Dumois' final exam. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
You
don't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
But if you want to rant.
Oh no, I don't want to rant. I just love talking to you, ladies. You're lovely.
Oh, we love talking.
I don't
want to
end on a rant because I have been known to go off. So,
We love you to pop off.
No, I'd rather end on a positive note. Thank
Our
you
Danish
so much
listeners
for
would love
me.
That. We just got we're charting in Denmark.
Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. We hope you have a great doctor's appointment.
Thank you.
Great
thank
blood
you.
Pressure. Great everything.
Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, her book Anon, please. Again, you can get her new fragrance, Plage. I'm saying that right?
Dumois Plage, exclusively at Violet Grey. We are on our third restock. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It smells like summer. It's the scent of the summer. It smells like it's a perfume oil. It's made all naturally. It smells like suntan lotion, but in Saint-Tropez, not at
This is not Destin, Florida scent. This is Saint-Tropez scent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Come back anytime.
Bye, Dio.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want more of that, check out our Instagram at Bravo_breakdowns and our TikTok, same name. Email us at bravobreakdowns@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to share, if you have an oral exam for on the air, and keep listening. We love you guys so much, students. Great class today.
A's all around.